Merry Christmas, everyone, from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff. And the holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Len and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction and Winner hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Len and Rick and staff.
Oh, sure, it's Christmas today, but did you end up finding out your short one gift? How about Tri-State Livestock News? It is so easy to subscribe. Just go to tsln.com and you can start getting your publication every week. It is the pulse of agriculture. And they say, Merry Christmas.
And of course, Valentine, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board says Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. Hopefully in the new year, 2026, you'll plan a little getaway right here in North Central Nebraska. And to find out all the things to do, go to visitvalentine.com.
And Joseph's Letter Home, it's a Christmas story. You ever wonder kind of that inside perspective from Joseph's viewpoint? This is by Dr. Ralph F. Wilson. Dear Mom, we're still in Bethlehem, Mary and I and little Jesus. There were lots of things I couldn't talk to you about last summer. You wouldn't have believed me then, but maybe I can tell you now. I hope you can understand. You know, Mom, I've always loved Mary. You and Dad used to tease me about her when she was a little girl. She and her brothers used to play on our street. Our families got together for supper. But the hardest day of my life came scarcely a year ago when I was 20 and she only 15. You remember that day, don't you? The trouble started after we were betrothed and signed the marriage agreement at our engagement. That same spring, Mary had left abruptly to visit her old cousin Elizabeth in Judea. She was gone 3 whole months. After she got back, people started wondering out loud if she were pregnant. It was cloudy the day when I finally confronted her with the gossip. Mary, I asked at last, are you going to have a baby? Her clear brown eyes met mine. She nodded. I didn't know what to say. Who? I finally stammered. Mary looked down. Joseph, she said, there's no way I can explain. You couldn't understand. But I want you to know I've never cared for anyone but you. She got up, gently took my hands in hers, kissed each of them as if it were the last time she would ever do that again, and then turned towards home. She must have been dying inside. I know I was. The rest of the day I stumbled through my chores. It's a wonder I didn't hurt myself in the wood shop. At first I was angry and I pounded out my frustration on the door frame I was making. My thoughts whirled so fast I could hardly keep my mind on my work. At last, I decided just to end the marriage contract with a quiet divorce. I loved her too much to make a public scene. I couldn't talk to you, or anyone for that matter. I went to bed early and I tried to sleep. Her words came to me over and over. I've never cared for anyone but you. How I wished I could believe her. I don't know when I finally fell asleep. Mom, I had a dream from God. An angel of the Lord came to me. His words pulsated through my mind so intensely I can remember them as if it were yesterday. Joseph, son of David, he thundered, do not fear to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. I couldn't believe my ears, Mom. This was the answer, the angel continued. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The angel gripped my shoulder with his big hands. For a long moment, his gaze pierced deep within mine. Just as he turned to go, I think I saw a smile on his shining face. I sat bolt upright in bed. No sleep after that. I tossed about for a while, going over the words in my mind. Then I got up and dressed quietly so I wouldn't wake you. I must have walked for miles beneath the moonless sky. Stars pricked the blackness like 1,000 tiny pinpoints. A warm breeze blew on my face. I sang to the Lord, Mom. Yes, me singing, if you can imagine that. I couldn't contain my joy. I told him that I would take Mary and care for her. I told him I would watch over her and the child, no matter what anyone said. I got back just as the sun kissed the hilltops. I don't know if you still recall that morning, Mom. I can see it in my mind's eye as if it were yesterday. You were feeding the chickens, surprised to see me out. We're going to continue with Joseph's letter to his mother in our next episode.
Season's greetings from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. And that's the good stuff.